All right, it's good to be back.
很高兴又回到大家中间。
Let's pray.
让我们一起祷告。
Father, we bring ourselves to you, asking that you would do a miracle this morning.
主耶稣，我们来到你的面前，求你为我们行一件神迹。
You would actually use my words to make your scripture clear.
透过孩子的言语，使你的真理能够辨明。
And that you would use your Holy Spirit within us to awaken us to your truth.
求你使你放在我们里面的圣灵让我们能够活过来，明白你的真理。
And to bend our hearts and our will to you.
因此我们可以完全的信靠和顺服你。
In Jesus' name, Amen.
奉耶稣基督名祷告。
You know, as a pastor, one of the most common questions I received, I still receive it, is how do I know God's will for me?
你知道，作为一个牧师，我最经常被问到的一个问题是，我怎么样能知道神对我的心意是什么呢？
Usually, that's asked because there's a specific question that they need to make a decision about.
通常当人们这样问我这个问题的时候，是因为他们要做一个选择或者一个决定。
They're not sure what to decide, and they're not even sure how to decide.
他们不确定应该怎么样决定，或者是怎么样选择。
It's a tough question. It's not easy to answer. And here's part of the problem.
这个问题很难回答原因是这样的。
Some questions require specific knowledge and skill. For instance, we go to a doctor to figure out what's wrong with us, and then he uses his experience and knowledge sometime to prescribe just the right medicine or treatment.
有些时候回答一些问题是需要特定的知识和技能的，就像你去看一个医生去搞清楚说我们到底得了什么病，那他要用他的经验和知识来做出诊断。
Sometimes the questions are a matter of ethics or morality. I was surprised as a pastor how many people wanted me to give them permission to do something they knew clearly was wrong.
那有的时候，回答这些问题需要有道德感，并且晓得真理。我很惊讶，有些人他只是来问我问题，只是要得到从我这得到肯定，让他去做一些没有道德的事情。
Should I have an affair with this beautiful woman or wonderful man? No.
比如说有人来问我说，那我现在有婚外情，遇到一个特别漂亮又年轻的女孩，我可不可以跟她在一起？那我的回答当然是不可以。
Usually the problem's not that they don't know what to do, it's because they don't want to do what is right.
他们来问我并不是因为他们不知道该怎么办，而是因为他们知道该怎么办，但是他们不想照着做。
It turns out God didn't give us a 1,000-volume set of all the circumstances we could possibly run into and what to decide.
有的时候我很庆幸神并没有给我们一个1,000卷宗的一个百科全书，告诉我们10,000种可能性，在这种情形下你应该怎么样选择。
And yet we face absolutely life-altering decisions.That the scriptures do not address and don't give us a clear answer on how we should decide.
可是当我们遇到人生重大的改变和决定的时候呢，圣经却并没有详细的告诉我们说具体应该怎么样去做。
We want the right answer to those questions, and there may not even be a right answer.
我们想要去寻求正确的答案，但是可能在圣经里面并没有这样我们所寻找的。
But if God has a specific plan for your life, detail that's already laid out, I'm not sure that's true. That's kind of debatable how that works. But aside from miraculous intervention, divine intervention, there's no actual way of knowing what that is.
有些人会说，神给你预备了一个非常详尽的人生的计划。有些人并不同意这样的说法，但是有的时候神也会用神迹来向你显明说他对你的心意是什么样的。
I find Deuteronomy 29:29 actually very helpful. It says, "The secret things belong to the Lord our God, but the things that are revealed belong to us and to our children forever, that we might do all the words of this law."
啊，就像在《生命记》29:29说，隐秘的事是属耶和华我们的神的，唯有明显的事是永远属我们和我们子孙的，好叫我们遵行这律法上的一切话。
So sometimes the question is, how do I know what those secret things are?
所以有的时候我们的问题是，哎呀，我怎么样才能知道那些隐秘的事呢？
The answer is they're secret. We don't know.
答案就是那是隐秘的事情，我不是属于让我们能知道的。
Who should I marry?
我应该跟谁结婚呢？
What college should I go to?
我应该去上哪个大学？
What job should I take?
我应该选择哪一份工作？
Should I have children?
我应该要孩子吗？
How many?
几个孩子？
When?
什么时候要孩子？
There's no end to these questions. Those are absolutely life-changing questions. They change the whole course of our life. And yet, that's why people came and asked me, how do I make that decision?
每一个问题都事关我们生命重大的选择和决定，但是没有明确的答案。
So,Under the new covenant, believers in Christ are given the Holy Spirit to dwell inside of us, and one of the things He does is guide us into truth.
在新约的时代，我们的里面都有圣灵的内住，那圣灵其中的一个工作就是引导我们，走进神的心意。
But even that's hard to discern.
但即便是这样，有的时候也很难分辨圣灵的引导。
We have to listen and pay attention.
我们必须要认真地听。
It's often hard to tell if it's the Holy Spirit within us or whether it is our own feelings or whether it's our own biases.
有的时候你很难分辨这个是我圣灵在我里面的声音还是我自己的感受、情绪或者甚至是我自己的偏见。
Some people like to think in terms of looking for signs like Gideon, although it was a sin for Gideon to look for those signs.
有些人喜欢寻求异象，比如说像基甸，但有的时候其实是会导致我们犯罪。
But at least Gideon had specific instructions on what the sign meant. We often get them wrong.
但起码对于基甸的来说，他有一个非常清晰明确的一个指示，但很多时候我们并没有。
When I first came to Christ in high school, I had a friend who was a Christian, and before I was, and there were a bunch of high school students who were going on a weekend retreat, and he had a little bit of a cold and decided that God didn't want him to go because he had a cold.
我高中刚信主的时候，我有一个好朋友，他比我之前就信主。有一个周末我们要去参加一个退休会，但我这个朋友就感冒了。那他就相信说这是从神来的一个指示，不希望他去这个周末的退休会。
Now, because my mind worked this way, I wanted to ask him and did ask him, well, how do you know God isn't testing you to see if you'll go even though you have a cold?
那我的思想就是这样运作的，我就问他说，那你怎么知道这个不是神在试验你，看你即使得了感冒，但你依然坚持要去这个退休会。
And of course, that's impossible to answer, isn't it?
这也是一个很有可能的答案，不是吗？
And I'm satisfied that he was reading God correctly, and it doesn't really make that much difference. It's not like he was deciding to get married or something.
但我也很庆幸说这只是一个小事儿，并不是说人生的大问题，比如说我应不应该结婚。
So what do we do? How do we make decisions?
所以我们应该怎么样来做这些重大的决定呢？
We do the best we can, and we trust God.
我们就做我们尽量能去做的然后信靠上帝。
We cultivate wisdom, that is skill in living, and skill in making decisions by pursuing God with all our heart, soul, and mind.
我们全心全意的来寻求神但是我们也培养出知识和记忆，以至于我们可以做明智的决定。
Now, the book of Proverbs is part of the wisdom literature in the Old Testament, and it has some important things to say about wisdom. And this morning, we are going to unpack what is perhaps the key to all of Proverbs, the fear of the Lord.
那我们箴言是在旧约里面的智慧书里面有很多关于人生的智慧。那今天早上我们就要来看箴言关于敬畏耶和华是智慧的开端。
So let me read the first seven verses of the first chapter of Proverbs. The Proverbs of Solomon, the son of David, king of Israel, to know wisdom and instruction, to understand words of insight, to receive instruction in wise dealing, in righteousness, justice, and equity, to give prudence to the simple, knowledge and discretion to the youth. Let the wise hear and increase in learning, and the one who understands obtain guidance, to understand a proverb and a saying, the words of the wise and their riddles. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge. Fools despise wisdom and instruction.
箴言第一章一到七节，以色列王大卫儿子所罗门的箴言，要使人晓得智慧和训诲，分辨通达的言语，使人处事领受智慧、仁义、公平、正直的训诲，使愚人灵明，使少年人有知识和谋略，使智慧人听见，增长学问，使聪明人得着智谋，使人明白箴言和譬喻，懂得智慧人的言辞和谜语。敬畏耶和华是知识的开端，愚妄人藐视智慧和训诲。
Now, Proverbs is seven collections of wisdom sayings. They were written and sometimes collected by Solomon, as we see in the very first verse. The first nine chapters are they're not just randomly put out there. The first nine chapters are a kind of an extended prologue, which is a preface or introduction to the entire book. Notice that it takes up almost a third. It's 31 chapters, and nine of them are kind of the introduction. And Proverbs sets out two paths to follow.
Thank you.
Yeah, sorry.
所以箴言是七本智慧书里面的其中一个。那在箴言的前九章，它基本上占了整个箴言的三分之一。它其实是一个很长的一个导论。Yeah, I probably missed something, but let's move on.
Is that it? Okay. The first seven verses are the preamble, or literally the introduction to the introduction.
那箴言的第一章里面前七节呢，就是导论里面的导论，就是它是一个对整个智慧书的一个简介。
So the paths to follow, the choices to make, are between wisdom and folly.
就是在智慧人和愚顽人之间，他们所做的决定，他们所走选择的路。
So it divides, says there's two classes of people, the wise and the foolish.
他把人分成两类，就是聪明人和愚顽人。
But there's a third class as well.
还有第三类人。
The simple, we saw that in the first part, or the naive, or young, or gullible, who are inexperienced and easily influenced, and they haven't established them on either path, themselves on either path yet.
就是还有那些少年人或者是思维简单的人，那他们有可能成为聪明人或者是愚顽人，取决于他们所做的决定。
So there is a Proverbs uses a lot of terms that are sometimes referred to as co-referential.
箴言它很多的时候它是平行的引用一些别圣经在别处的经文。
Different words are used to mean very similar things.
它会用不同的词去表达相近的意思。
They're synonyms, but they have different nuance of meanings.
它们是同义词，但是若是我们去分解每一个词，它们又有一些细微的不同的地方。
So I've already used the term simple,naive, young, gullible, they're referring to the same set of people.
比如说刚才我们讲的头脑简单的人少年人容易相信别人的人，这些都是在说同一类人。
So knowledge also has co-referential terms like wisdom and understanding and discretion and instruction.
这个知识这个字也跟智慧训诲这些词是在同一个语义下使用的。
Here's how this works. Take a look at verse 4, for instance.
让我们看第四节。
It says to give prudence, could be knowledge, wisdom, to the simple. Could be a fool or could be young. And here it is, knowledge and discretion to the youth. So they're made, two lines are in parallel.
所以这两行是平行的。他说使人，第三节第四节是平行的。他说使人处事领受智慧、仁义、公平、正直。然后他说两类人是愚人还有少年人，以至于他们有知识和智慧。
So in English, a proverb is a short, pithy saying that has popular currency and is generally believed.
箴言在英语里面，箴言这个词就是说有智慧的言语，大家普遍都接受和相信的。
I remember years ago, I read something about a Chinese proverb that said, neckties strangle clear thinking.I liked it because I didn't like wearing ties.
我以前听过一个中国的谚语，就是说系领带啊，会让人锁住你的那些非常清晰的思路。
Biblically, a proverb is a little bit different. There's different words that are used for it, but it's a short, instructive saying that is held by those who are in right relationship with God.
圣经背景下的箴言，跟属世的箴言不太一样，它其实是给那些跟神有一个亲密的且对的关系的人的一些教导。
I think it would be best to see them as wise sayings.
可以说是智慧的话。
But Proverbs also require understanding in order to apply them appropriately into specific situations.
但是要明白箴言，也要有这样的知识和智慧，知道说怎么样去应用它们。
And so I'm afraid this may be disappointing to you, but they are not promises.
你们可能会觉得失望，但是箴言它并不是神的应许。
You undoubtedly are familiar with Proverbs 22:6. Train up a child in the way he should go, even when he is old, he will not depart from it.
你们可能很熟悉箴言里面的一句话，说要教导孩童，使他们敬畏神，以至于他们到老都不偏离。
If you just train up a child right, he will turn out right. It's not true.
你们要是教孩子对的事情，他就会做一个对的人，这个不一定。
But it is the course of wisdom.Because that's how life works.
但这个确实是一段智慧的言语，这就是人生的智慧。
It's just not a guarantee or an outcome.
只是说它不保证说结果一定是好的。
So let's take a look, because I think this is going to explain the whole book of Proverbs in verses 2 through 7. Verse 2 is the general summary or the goal of Proverbs. Look at it.
让我们看第二节。
To know wisdom and instruction, to understand words of insight.
要使人晓得智慧、训诲、分辨通达的言语。
That's the goal. And wisdom is more than accumulated information or knowledge. It is the ability to put it to use well, skill in living.
这个就是整个智慧书的目的，就是说智慧它并不是积累很多的、收集很多的信息。而是你有这样的记忆、这样的能力能够运用它们在特定的情况下。
It's more than intellectual understanding; it's personal and experiential.
它不仅仅是在智力上面的对我们的一个要求，而且也是在经验上，在感受力上。
There are a lot of brilliant people who are not very wise.
有很多极其聪明、头脑极其聪明的人，他们并不是很有智慧。
To know instruction is to receive it. To understand is not only to grasp the meaning, but also its implications.
要明白智慧的智慧和训诲，不只是说明白它是什么意思，而是知道说要怎么样运用在自己的生活当中。
And I think we know this intuitively, but it's absolutely true that wisdom is also tied to experience.
我们很多人都很本能的知道说。智慧跟人生的经验是有直接的关系的。
So I have a cartoon. I don't have it on the overhead for you, but I'll try to describe it. It's the Peanuts cartoon by Charles Schultz.
我有一个卡通，我会在这儿给大家描述，是Peanuts， 一个卡通人物。
So Linus, one of the characters, the guy with the blanket, right? He's kind of the philosopher in the comic book. He is talking to Sally, which is a younger girl. I think it might be Charlie Brown's younger sister. And in the first part, they're standing next to each other, and he's saying, "Life is peculiar." In the next frame, he's starting to preach. You know, he says, "Wouldn't you like to have your life to live over if you knew what you know now?"
就讲两个卡通人物哈，一个是比较年长很有智慧的，在跟他的妹妹讲，人生其实很奇妙的。你现在如果知道说拥有你现在的知识和经验，再重新过一遍的人生，你会不会过一个很不一样的人生？
The third frame, they're just looking out. Nothing is happening.
然后第三幅画就是他们就是这样四目相对看着彼此，啥也没说。
And the last frame, Sally turns to him and says, "What do I know now?"
最后一幅就是，他就问他姐姐，他就问这个更有智慧的人生说，我现在也什么都不知道啊。
I feel like that sometimes.
我觉得我很多的时候就是这个小孩。
I think I mentioned this. I quoted one of my professors last time I was here. I can barely remember, so I don't expect you to.He said, "You can have 20 years experience, or you can have 1 year experience 20 times."
我有一个以前有一个我的老师，他曾经说过一句话，他说你可以有一个二十年的经验在某件事上，你也可以只有一年的经验，但是重复了二十次。
Now, verse 3 expresses something similar, only now it's from the viewpoint of those who are listening, of the readers.Verse 3, to receive instruction in wise dealing, in righteousness, justice, and equity.
第三节他就在讲说那些接受了这些智慧的人，他们是怎么做的？使人处事领受智慧、仁义、公平、正直的训诲。
We are the readers, and we are to receive the instruction of the Proverbs. That is, we are to be open to them.And teachable, and that requires humility.
那我们作为箴言的读者，那我们要读并且要领受虚心的去领受而且照着去做。
The instruction, the proverbs are called instruction in wise dealing. That is teaching us to have good sense in righteousness. That is right behavior and justice, a good judgment and equity and fairness.
那这些智慧的教导我们关于仁义、公平、正直。
So now verse 4 is from the perspective of the teacher, to give prudence to the simple and knowledge and discretion to the youth.
第四节是从那个教导人的老师的角度来讲的，是说教导别人的人要使愚人灵敏，使少年人有知识和谋略。
The teacher is giving to the student, and the students, the learners, are described as youths, young and inexperienced.
所以这边有一个老师的角色，还有一个学生的角色。那这个学生就被描述为是少年人。
And simple, not yet committed to the path of wisdom and not understanding the nuances of life on earth.
那少年人呢？他就是没有人生的经验，他也头脑也很简单不会很复杂的、很全面的去思考事情。
Because of lack of experience, they are by nature gullible, naive, and inexperienced, so they're easily misled.
他们很天真，他们没有经验也很容易相信别人，所以很容易被误导。
They need precisely what the teacher is trying to give them.
他们恰恰是需要。老师能够给他们的就是知识和谋略。
So here's a few of those correlatives that show up here. One is prudence, means shrewd, good sense, the ability to understand a situation and its implications, the opposite of being naive.
这边又有一对词，它是相对的。第一个是讲的是聪明的人，聪明的人就是他有知识、有智慧，他知道该怎么做。
Knowledge.Which is personal experiential learning that sees and recognizes the truth.
那知识就是说，它也包含经验在里面。就是当他看到一件事情的时候，他就知道要怎么样去处理这件事情。
Discretion planning and foresight that prevents us from falling prey to strong enticements.
那谋略就是说，你有这样的警醒，有这样的经验，知道说怎么样能够避免各种各样的诱惑和陷阱。
And in verse 5, we see that the Proverbs are not only for the simple and the naive and the young, but they're also for the wise. Take a look. Let the wise hear and increase in learning, and the one who understands obtain guidance.
第五节我们就看到说这个智慧的箴言不仅仅是给那些年轻的容易被骗的头脑简单的人，并且也是给智慧人，使智慧人听见，增长学问，使聪明人得着智谋。
Here the wise are invited to feast on holy food.
那些智慧人他们被邀请来享受这些圣洁的知识作为食物。
To hear, as often it is in Scripture, is not only to listen, to take in the sensory perception, but also to obey.
圣经经常教导给我们有这样的教导，就是说你不只要听，把它完全接纳到里面来，并且要行出来，去遵行你所听到的。
And the wise are called those who understand. They get it.
智慧人被称为懂得的人，就是他们有这个，他们能够懂得知识。
Because they get it, they are teachable and continue to increase in wisdom and obtain guidance.
因为他们懂得，所以他们就愿意被教导，他们愿意持续的去学习。
It's almost like you need to be wise to become wise.
这个听起来就有点矛盾，就是说好像你要做一个智慧人，你得先有智慧才行。
I think it's been 50 years ago.That I was reading in the Wall Street Journal, and they talked about two laws of economics. And the first is, there ain't no free lunch. And the second is, them that has gets more.
大概50年前我读华尔街日报的时候就读到两句话，那就是说经济学的两个原理，第一个原理是天下没有免费的午餐，第二个经济学原理是那些吃到免费午餐的人，他们会得到更多免费的午餐。
Evidently, just like money, it takes a little bit of wisdom to get more wisdom.
所以要成为有智慧的人，你必须从起初你就要有一点聪明和智慧才行。
You got to be teachable.
你必须要愿意受教，愿意去听。
Because they're ready and anxious to learn, they learn more.
所以因为那些愿意学习、愿意受教的人，他们的学问会增长。
Verse 6 is kind of a bookend to verse 2. It kind of repeats the purpose. To understand a proverb and a saying, the words of the wise and their riddles.
第六节有一点在呼应和重复第二节，使人明白箴言和譬喻，懂得智慧人的言辞和谜语。
Soren Kierkegaard actually stated the dilemma for us. He said, we understand life backwards,But we're called to live it forward.
有一个哲学家，他道出人生的哲理。他说，我们只有活到老，回头看的时候，才能理解说应该怎么样过这一生。但是没有人能够再回去过一遍。我们都是从小孩子长到大，变到老。
And so we live by faith, don't we?
这就是为什么我们要靠信心活着。
Now, verse 7, I think, is the central thesis of the entire book. It is the motto and the key to every wise saying in it.
第七节我认为是像一把钥匙一样，它打开智慧书所有的教导。
The fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge. Fools despise wisdom and instruction.
敬畏耶和华是知识的开端，愚妄人藐视智慧和训诲。
And you can see the parallel between knowledge, wisdom, and instruction. They're all parallel thoughts.
你看到这里面有几个词，他们也是平行的，在说同样一件事情。知识、智慧和训诲。
The term phrase "fear of the Lord" is found throughout the Bible, but it's found 14 times in Proverbs.
敬畏耶和华这个词呢，也在圣经其他的地方看到，是在箴言里面它出现14次。
Now, I'm going to read just a couple of them, and I just want you to notice the different nuances that come into play, even though it's fundamentally saying the same thing.
我现在就给大家念几段其他地方提到敬畏耶和华。
So chapter 9, verse 10 says, "The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, and the knowledge of the Holy One is insight."
箴言九章十节，敬畏耶和华是智慧的开端，认识至圣者便是聪明。
Chapter 15, verse 33, "The fear of the Lord is instruction in wisdom, and humility comes before honor."
箴言十五章三十三节，敬畏耶和华是智慧的训诲，尊荣以先，必有谦卑。
Remember, in the context of Proverbs, in which two ways are laid out for us, the way of wisdom and the way of fools, this is the defining characteristic, the fear of the Lord.
记得吗？我们刚开始的时候说，箴言它向我们打开了两种人的生活轨迹，一个是智慧人，一个是愚顽人。这边定义了智慧人，他们是什么样的人呢？是敬畏耶和华的人。
You're probably familiar with this, but I'll give you the references. Psalm 14:1 and Psalm 53:1 both say, "The fool in his heart says there is no God."
你们可能大家也可能记得，在诗篇里面也讲到愚顽人，在诗篇第五十三篇和十四篇的第一节都在说，愚顽人心里说没有神。
The foundation of foolishness is a denial of the cosmic reality of the God who created us and redeemed us.
那愚顽人之所以是愚顽，最根本的地方在于他们否认有这样的一位神存在，他是宇宙万物的创造者和主宰。
It is why a brilliant scientist can still be a fool.
这就是为什么一个智商极高的科学家也非常有可能是一个愚顽人。
The fundamental problem is a rejection of God, I mean Yahweh. Not just the idea of a God, but a rejection of a personal invitation into a relationship with Him through Jesus Christ.
那愚顽人的愚顽建立在这样的一个根本性的错误，就是他们拒绝接受神，不仅仅是神的一个概念，而是他们拒绝了永生的神给他们发出一个邀请，邀请他们进入跟神有一个亲密的，可以互相彼此认识的这样的一个关系。
People can be successful at making money, successful in all sorts of endeavors. They can be brilliant scientists, they can be great doctors, they can make decisions that get the outcome that they produce, the outcome that they want.And still be fools. Just like the man who stored up his treasure and then died.
人们可以做很多成功的事情，可以预测他们所做的事情的结果，可以是科学家或者是医生，但是他们仍然是一个愚昧的人，就像那个圣经里面所讲的积攒财富，但是他第二天他就死了，没有留下任何东西。
Knowledge, wisdom, and instruction are set before the wise because they fear God. But arrogance and pride prevent fools from real wisdom.
所以知识和智慧都摆在敬畏神的人面前，但是对于愚昧的人呢，因着他们拒绝神，所以他们没有真的知识和智慧。
It's their self-sufficiency and independence that actually dooms them.
对于愚昧的人，那他们所相信的是靠自己就够了。
So they've missed the big picture, right? Of all eternity.
所以他们看不到在永恒的里面这个大的图画。
So, but to speak of the fear of the Lord being the beginning of knowledge does not mean that it's merely the first step in attaining wisdom.
但是当我们读到说敬畏耶和华是智慧的开端，并不是说在这个很漫长的过程当中，这个是你要走的第一步。
Sometimes it seems that Christians sometimes act this way. We come to faith in Christ for our salvation, and then the rest of our life we spend trying to be a good Christian and improve our skill in living.
很多的时候我们基督徒好像就是在按照这个一步一步的按部就班的做，我们先接受福音成为基督徒，得到救恩以后呢，我们就接着去积攒知识和智慧，去以至于我们能有一个很好的求生生存的技能。
Of course, the problem is not that we shouldn't try to be good and shouldn't try to increase our skill and wisdom. Actually, that's what Proverbs is about.
问题不在于说我们其实追求做一个好的基督徒，积攒各样的知识和技能，其实是好的。
The problem is we lose sight of the fact that it is dependent upon our ongoing deep abiding connection with God through Jesus.
那问题是在于在我们做这些所有的事情好的事情的过程中，我们慢慢的就忘记了这做这些事情的原因和我们所依靠的是跟神不断的有一个亲密的活着的关系。
As a society, it seems like we are obsessed with self-help and self-improvement.
在这个社会的文化当中，我们非常痴迷于自己帮助自己，自己要独立。
There's a good part to this, and that is that it acknowledges our need to improve.
这个不断的自我提升自我帮助其实有好的方面，就是它会让你有更多的生存的技能。
But Christianity is not simply another set of morals to try to live up to and to attain to, and Christ is not another self-help guru.
但基督的信仰并不是另外一套道德的标准让你去遵守的。
And this is where the central theme of Proverbs helps us.
这个就是为什么箴言在这里对我们的作用。
When it says the fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge, it means it is the central, chief, principal aspect of wisdom and knowledge.
当他说敬畏耶和华是智慧的开端的时候，他在点名的是这个是最根本的、最核心的我们要聚焦在的地方，就是说我们跟神的关系是我们敬畏他。
Bruce Waltke put it this way. He said, what the alphabet is to reading, notes to music, and numerals to mathematics, the fear of the Lord is to attaining the revealed knowledge of this book.
就像你要学音乐，你必须要先学识谱，就像你学数学，你必须要先学阿拉伯数字一样，那对神的敬畏就是你作为基督徒接受基督信仰最核心最根本的一个点。
Now this means that education and academic prowess, data management, analytics are okay, but they're not as critical as you think.
所以这就是告诉我们说计算数据这些分析的能力和工具还有资源都是好的，但是他们不是最核心最根本最重要的。
Now, I don't know how it works. I can't read the Chinese Bible. But in the English Bibles, it's a convention that in the Old Testament, when Lord is in all caps, it's a reference to Yahweh, the name, the covenant name of God that he gave to Moses before the burning bush.
在英文圣经里面，当神Lord 全是四个字母都是大写的时候，他在希伯来文里面是亚威，是以色列的那个唯有独一位的圣洁的神。
So it's not fear of God, of El, generic God, somebody out there.It is a fear of the covenant personal God who loves us and calls us to himself.
所以这个概念里面的敬畏神，这个神不是说异教的假神或者偶像的那个神的一个概念，而是专指这一位以色列的圣者。
And of course, under the new covenant, that relationship is established through the gospel of Jesus Christ.And the gospel is the power of God both for this present life and for the life to come.
进入到新约以后，这一位神就借着耶稣基督跟我们所立的新约，进入到神所应许给我们的一切的丰盛的里面。
This is the critical relational dynamic in the wisdom and knowledge of God in this life.
在所有的神这里所讲的智慧的里面，它的最核心是我们跟神的私人的关系。
My favorite passage is in 1 Corinthians. It kind of puts us in its place and tells us our high calling. But I want you to notice as we are reading it that how wisdom comes into play here as well. This is verses 26 through 31 of 1 Corinthians. For consider your calling, brothers. Not many of you were wise according to worldly standards. Not many were powerful. Not many were of noble birth. But God chose what is foolish in the world to shame the wise. God chose what is weak in the world to shame the strong. God chose what is low and despised in the world, even things that are not, to bring to nothing things that are, so that no human being might boast in the presence of God. He is the source of your life in Christ Jesus, whom God made our wisdom and our righteousness, sanctification and redemption. Therefore, as it is written, let him who boasts, boast in the Lord.
那在新约里面，哥林多前书这边就提醒我们说，神之所以拣选我们，他给我们有一个圣洁的荣耀的呼召。在哥林多前书一章26节到31节这样说，弟兄们啊，可见你们蒙召的按着肉体有智慧的不多，有能力的不多，有尊贵的也不多，神却拣选了世上愚拙的，叫有智慧的羞愧，又拣选了世上软弱的，叫那强壮的羞愧，神也拣选了世上卑贱的，被人厌恶的，以及那无有的，为要废掉那有的，使一切有血气的在神面前一个也不能自夸。但你们得在基督耶稣里本乎在你们得救，但你们得在基督耶稣里是本乎神，神又使他成为我们的智慧、公义、圣洁、救赎，如经上所记，夸口的当指着主夸口。
Fear of the Lord that leads to wisdom is a right way of thinking, but it's more than that. It is a right relationship with God.
敬畏耶和华是智慧的开端，不仅仅指的是给我们一个正确的世界观和思考的方式，而更重要的是它指向我们要跟神跟耶稣有一个对的关系。
So we might say the beginning of wisdom is a right relationship with God through Jesus Christ.
所以你可以讲说跟神正确的关系是从跟耶稣基督建立个人的关系开始的。
So because I don't know you at all, I need to at least challenge you. Maybe you're here because your family is here, or somebody invited you, or maybe you're here because you're trying to be better than you are, trying to be good, and it's a nice moral group of people, and there's good fellowship here. But I want you to understand that the main decision you have before you, if you have not put your faith in Jesus Christ,is your connection to God through him. He came not simply to serve as a good example. He came to die for our sins, that we might be made right with God and to absolutely transform our life.
那我不认识大家，我也不知道说为什么你们今天会来这里，也许是因为你的家人朋友邀请你来这里，或者是你想要做一个更好的人，更好的基督徒。但我今天给大家的挑战是要知道说你跟耶稣有一个个人的关系吗？你认识他是谁吗？那敬畏神的智慧的开，敬畏耶和华是智慧的开端，指向的是邀请你来认识耶稣。他来到世上不仅仅是要给我们一个怎么样活这一生的榜样，更重要的是他为我们死在十字架上，你愿意接受和相信吗？
When we talk about fear, of course, we often think aboutbeing afraid, there's a measure of fear in the punishment, right? You understand, that's completely removed in Christ. He took that away because he has secured our, our familiar relationship with God, that we've become sons and daughters of God.
当我们谈到敬畏的时候，我们会想到一个词是害怕啊。但你知道，害怕、惧怕里含着刑罚。在耶稣基督里面，他把惧怕完全的除去了，因为所有的刑罚都担在耶稣的身上啊。所以在跟神的关系里面，我们不再有惧怕。
But there remains an element of that fear, and that is disappointing God, letting Him down. And there's still a measure of accountability before him.
但当我们谈到这种敬畏神的惧怕里面，我们好像还是有时候会有惧怕，我们害怕让他失望，我们害怕达不到他的标准。
Now, I use the best analogy I know. It worked for me because I had a strong father who loved me. It doesn't always work for people who did not have a father that they felt like loved him, whether he did or not.But let me just say this, and maybe you'll get it because you can understand it. But this is more like fearing your dad, who knows whose job it is to hold you accountable, and who will always hug you after whatever discipline that he's given you, because he loves you and he wants the best for you. That's the kind of fear this is.
那我能想到最好的一个比喻就是我跟我父亲的关系。他是一个很强壮的父亲，我知道他爱我这一点很重要所以我们对神的敬畏就好像是你的父亲要教导你成为一个负责任的人不管他怎么样惩罚你教训你以后，他总是会给你一个拥抱，让你知道说他这样做是为着你的好处，因为他爱你。
Now, I'm not certain of this, but it seems to me that typically Asians are way better at honoring their parents than Americans are.
我认为，我觉得，在亚洲的文化里面，孝顺父母，可能比在美国文化里面要重要很多。
And so we'll take your honoring your parents rather than me honoring my parents, and just say that.You need to put that on steroids for God, because that's way more important.
所以就用在座的各位做举例子你们孝顺父母的方式那类比到我们对于神的敬畏是要比对父母的这个孝顺和尊敬要高和大的多得多。
One scholar put it this way, Derek Kidner describes this fear of the Lord as worshiping submission to the God of the covenant.
有一位作者他是这样描述对神的敬畏是说他是你对神的敬拜这一位神是跟我们立约的神。
So, it's the reverent submission that leads to obedience.It's both relational, has to do with our mindset and our will, and it's almost always an act of trust.
这样的敬畏它是出于一个关系因着这样的爱的关系，你愿意谦卑和顺服它是这是这个关系的所带出的一个结果。
I can't tell you how many times as a pastor I had people proclaiming their love for God when they refused to obey Him.
作为一个牧师，我见过很多的人，他们宣称他们爱神，但是他们却拒绝顺服神。
Psalm 111, verse 10 says, "The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. A good understanding have all those who do His commandments."
在诗篇里面说，敬畏耶和华是智慧的开端，凡遵行他命令的是聪明人。
So of course we need to know his commandments. We need to know the scriptures. A lifetime of study that is only helpful if it's accompanied by a lifetime of submission.
要遵行神的命令，首先你得知道他的命令是什么，那你就得去读圣经，去读神的话。
The great danger of Proverbs is that it can easily be used as a means of obtaining earthbound wisdom because it deals with fundamental truths about life, how it works.
最危险的使用箴言的一种方法就是用它去获取世界上的智慧。
It can be a way of trying to manage our own flesh and get what we want out of life.
也有可能被扭曲运用到说怎么样使我们的肉满足我们自己的欲望，得到我们想要得到的东西。
So when those people came and asked me, how do I know what to do? How do I make this decision? Sometimes we want the answers to those questions and we want God's kind of help with them so that we can get our desired outcome, the things that we want in life. And most of us would say somehow it involves a better and happier life.
很多的时候当人们来问我说我怎么知道神的心意，我怎么知道我要做什么样的选择，他们其实是想让我告诉他们他们的私心他们的私欲想要得到的东西。很多的时候这个是一个更开心更幸福的一个人生。
But what if that's the wrong goal? What if a better and happier life as we conceive it is not God's plan for us?
但神给我们人生的目的地却并不是一个更好的更快乐的人生。
Micah 6:8 says, What does the Lord require of you but to do justice, love kindness, and walk humbly with your God?
弥迦书六章八节，世人呢，耶华已指示你何为善，他向你所要的是什么呢？只要你行公义，好怜悯，存谦卑的心，与你的神同行。
Most of us have heard all our lives, what do our parents require of us but to get good grades, to be successful,to do well.
我们一生都听到我们的人生的目标就是我们父母从小告诉我们的，你要考一个好的分数，上一个好的学校，做有一个好的工作，做对的事情，过一个快乐的人生。
I know I'm stepping on toes, but those aren't the first things. Those are secondary things.
也许我说的并不对，关于中国的文化和中国的教育，但是这些好分数、好工作并不是最重要的，而只是次好的。
So here's one of the things that I want you to remember. Wisdom is almost always corrupted by competing desires.
我盼望大家能记住的是，的智慧是，当你想要有竞争，想要超过别人，比别人更好。这个时候这个智慧它就已经不对了，它就已经不是智慧了。
Doesn't mean they're bad desires.
并不一定意味着说你的这些欲望，你想得到的这些东西本身是坏的。
See, when we have this reverential fear and submission to our Lord Jesus Christ, it leads to obedience, it leads to wisdom, it means outcome is not really the main point anymore.
当我们因着敬畏神跟神有这样一个关系的时候我们愿意谦卑在他的面前顺服他遵行他的话的时候，那这些结果其实已经不重要了，它不是我们最根本的要达到的那个目的地。
I don't think God cares about all your outcomes.
神所在意的并不是这些成果，你的成果。
He cares about your faithfulness.
神所在意的是你是不是对他忠心。
I'll just share this quickly and then we'll close. Just occurs to me, when I was in my first ministry out of seminary, I went to Colorado. They people just gave me a salary and they said, there's the high school, there's the junior high. It wasn't a church, it was just a group of people who cared about people coming to faith in the junior high and in the high school.
我想跟大家分享，当我从神学院毕业，我的第一份服事的工作，我去了科罗拉多州，他们就跟我讲说，这个就是你要服事的，这边是一个高中，这边是一个学校，他们就是想让人，在学校的这些学生接受耶稣。
I had just spent 5 years of pretty intense working full-time and going to school full-time in seminary.
那个时候我刚从一个五年的神学院里面毕业，那个学习的压力是很大的，节奏也是非常紧张和快的。
Now I had to prove myself.
那当我接受这份工作的时候，我就得证明我自己啊，用传福音让人信主。
I worked hard, probably too hard.
所以我就非常非常努力的工作。
The first year wasn't terribly fruitful. There were not many kids involved, and I'm by nature more of an introvert than an extrovert.
我的事工的第一年没有什么成果，没有很多学生愿意参与到我们的事工里面来。我自己本身的性格是内向。
And what God taught me was, He was not interested in my success. He was interested in my heart and my faith.
神那个时候就对我的心说话，说我并不在意你的事工的成果，我在意的是你有没有遵行我的话，有没有对我忠心。
2 years later, there were over 200 kids involved. It was successful. People were coming to faith in Christ. They were lowing. I had 100 kids in Bible studies. These are mostly non-church kids.
两年以后，我这个事工就慢慢的显现出成效来。有大概200多个学生在这个团契里面。我们的查经班也有100多个学生。大部分这些学生，他们都不是说跟父母去教会的。
And what God was clearly teaching me was He didn't care about my success. He cared about my heart and my faithfulness.
神交给我的功课就是说，他并不在意我是不是成功，我的事工是不是有果效，他在意的是我的心是不是对于他，是依靠他，对他忠心。
So I think wisdom comes when we don't realize it comes. We're not aware of having it.It comes from a faithful life of loving God with all our heart, soul, and mind. So love God with all your heart, soul, and mind, and God will take care of the rest.
所以，若是你想要有这样的智慧，敬畏神，常常是当你并不在意你有没有智慧的时候，而是全心全意、尽心尽力的爱主，服侍主，那你这个智慧来的时候，其实你并没有在意到它。并没有注意到他。
Let me pray. Father, you are a God of all wisdom, and you are not trying to keep it a secret from us.
主啊，你是全知全能，智慧的开端，并且你乐意，将你的智慧赏给我们。
Our pride and our desires and all of our built-in weaknesses seem to keep getting in our way.
我们的软弱，我们的私欲，我们的罪，使我们与你隔离。
Lord, let it be enough for us that we know you.
主啊，求你多多的赏赐我们，以至于我们可以认识你。
And that we feel and can express your love to those around us.
并且也帮助我们，让我们能够分享你在我们生命中所做的给我们身边的人。
And may we make it our business to live a life of faith, not knowing what comes next, never being sure of the decisions we made, but trusting you.
也给我们这样的信心，让我们可以凭着信心去过人生，并不是注重在事情的结果上。
We pray these things in the name of Jesus.
奉耶稣基督的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.